But anyway, we are not our bodies. But the interesting thing is we are not emotions. Now, how is it that people identify so strongly with their emotions? Because in a way, we just about feel that we are. I identified pretty strongly with my emotions yesterday. I had something, and I'm. It's really takes a lot for me to get emotional. But yesterday, in the car, Artie was driving, and I took a nap in the car. And after I took my nap, my glasses were gone, and my glasses were in my pocket. We looked all over for my glasses, couldn't find them, and so. I was somewhat irritated over that. And then after we got here, Artie took another look, and she finally found him under the seat. How they got there, I don't know. But anyway, so that solved that problem. And then after we got here, we had this key to our new car, and it costs $500 if you get a new one. Okay? And Artie wanted me to change my pants, and in between changing my pants and walking from here over there, the key disappeared. You know, I thought, what the devil? and thank goodness we had Artie had a second key, but that was somewhat annoying. That I just couldn't figure out how I could have lost the key within 10 feet. You know. And as it turns out, Artie, again, found it. She found it under that couch. And how it got there, I don't know. But it was almost like somebody was trying to test me to see if they could get me irritated yesterday. So all of us have emotions. And the key is to not identify with them, but to become the observer. Not identify with the body, but observe what is happening with the body. The more we detach ourselves from our vehicles, the more control we have over them. Because if we identify too strongly with our vehicles, then what happens? Then there's corruption, there's disease, and there's all kinds of disease connected with the emotions. One of the problems with the emotions is the suppression that comes. Because people tend to want to feel like they're in charge of their emotions. You tell somebody, almost anybody, whether they're emotional or not, you're being too emotional. They don't want to be called emotional. Okay, that's like an insult. Even though they are being very emotional, they don't want anyone to recognize that they are being emotional. But people tend to identify too strongly with their emotions. And many people also, like I say, realize that it's not good to identify too strongly. So what they start doing when they realize that being too emotional is not the way to be, they will often deny or suppress their emotions. Now, there's two things you can do with your emotions. You can deny them or you can suppress them. Both of them are harmful, and they create psychological problems and physical problems. Okay? So what do you think is the difference between denying an emotion and suppressing an emotion? Anyone got a comment?
Denial is... they're similar, but denial is where you pretend you didn't even have the emotion. And suppression is just you sort of acknowledge it, but push it down and don't let it manifest.
Okay, that's a good answer. So what is it that makes a person deny rather than suppress? There's causes behind the denial and the suppression. People deny their emotions because they feel that being emotional they're above that. They think, I'm above being jealous. Therefore, I can't be jealous because I'm above that. I'm an evolved spiritual being, and I cannot be jealous. So when their mate or their romantic partner flirts with somebody else, and they still feel that twinge of jealousy, they will deny it. Wait, I can't be jealous because I am above that. Okay? So he denies that feeling of jealousy. Okay? Now, on the other hand, there's suppression. And suppression happens most commonly with the emotion of anger. Okay? The person feels angry, but he realizes that anger is not good. So what he does, he suppresses that anger. So if somebody hurts his feelings and it makes him angry, he thinks, well, I shouldn't really be angry because this creates problems. And because this creates problems, I'll just pretend like nothing has happened. Now, this often happens with hurt feelings. Somebody will say something, and the guy goes a little quiet. And so you say, is everything okay? And the guy will say, yeah, fine. No problem. None at all. But there is a problem. The problem was his feelings were hurt. He would like to say something, but he feels that he shouldn't say something because that's negative, and he's not a negative guy. So he suppresses that feeling. Okay, what happens when you suppress for so long? What happens?
Cancer.
Cancer is one. Yeah, it affects you physically. And suppression is a major cause of cancer. And you notice this, that it's amazing how many people that have cancer are really nice people. Almost everybody that dies of cancer at their funeral, they'll be talked about how wonderful they were. How nice, and they were always pleasant. And they were always pleasant because when people hurt their feelings, when people said negative things toward them, and they felt like slapping them in the face, they didn't. They held their temper and they suppressed it. And so that's why people who die of cancer caused by suppression are considered they're very nice people because they never overreacted when they were attacked by somebody. They were always trying to be pleasant. Okay? Now, why would that be considered a fault by our higher self to suppress our anger? Why would that be a problem? Yeah.
We're denying a part of who we are.
Right. And this is the key to overcoming all the obstacles on the spiritual path is total honesty. In other words, if you're feeling anger and you're pretending that the anger is not there, it's a deception. And all deception hinders the person on the spiritual path. And it's very difficult to be completely honest. So when somebody makes you angry and you feel anger inside, what should you do? How can you express this harmlessly without creating a problem? Yeah.
Acknowledge it and have compassion for it.
Yeah, acknowledge it and have compassion. Now, let's see. Let's pick a couple together. Phil, you and Rebecca seem like such nice people. It's hard to imagine you two ever getting angry or upset with each other. Have you ever got upset at Phil? He's such a nice guy. It's hard to imagine, but have you ever got upset with him? Okay, what do you do when you get upset with him?
Yell at him.
What?
I yell at him.
Okay, well, that's actually a lot healthier. Now, a lot of women. Now, my sister died of cancer, a wonderful woman, but my brother-in-law, I would guess he was a little hard to live with at times, but for my sister, she just acted like everything was cool all the time. Yet she died of cancer, so she probably had feelings, things that she did not express. Now, But you do express things, right? Does she let her feelings be known?
Cry.
Well, that's why that's why you two have a glow about you, probably, because you're nice and honest with each other. Okay. Okay. Do you? But when you do have negative feelings, when he doesn't put his socks away or whatever he does wrong, do you try to do it in a harmless way where it doesn't create total damage?
I do, but I don't do a great job.
Yeah, it's hard to do though, isn't it? Okay, when somebody makes you angry, there's three things you can do. One, you can attack them and choke them to death. In this case, you will be arrested and go to jail, so that's not a good attack. The second thing you can do is suppress it, and that's really bad for your health because it creates blockages of energy within your body, and these blockages of energy can create cancer or other problems. That could, tumors, all kinds of things can surface because of these blockages of energy. But the third thing you can do is communicate your feelings, okay? And then what you do is you communicate your feelings as harmlessly as possible. So if your mate or your friend or anybody says something to make you angry, you can approach them like this. You feel angry, you think, so you say, hey, you said this to me, and this that really hurt my feelings, okay? And is there any way that, do you understand how that bothered me? And he may say, yeah, I didn't know that hurt your feelings at all. I'm sorry about that. And if he says that, that will diffuse the whole situation and make it go away. Now, sometimes when you say this, the opposite will happen. The guy will get angry himself. You will release your feelings. You say, well, you did this. This made me feel very angry. I felt like actually choking you. You know, I could have choked you to death and felt really good about it. You made me so angry. Okay, you tell him exactly how you feel. And if he reacts, like say, positively, he'll say, oh, man, I didn't realize I did that. I'm sorry, you know. And then the situation is diffused. But more often than not, the guy will say, well, what's your problem? Why would you get angry over that? You know? And then what will happen is the negative energy that was over the person that was hurt is the cloud is removed from him because he communicated the anger. And when he communicates it, it just dissipates. But if that other person doesn't cooperate in the communication, the cloud rests over him. And now he's feeling really put out. And he's angry because he feels that he's attacked unjustly. And this often happens. But it's something, a chance you have to take. So if you feel anger and need to express it, and you do it honestly just by communicating, you did this and it made me feel this way, and if the other guy accepts it negatively and he has the black cloud transferred over him, that's just a chance you got to take. At least you're now free. You're free, but the other guy now has the problem. And you might have to avoid him for a while because he's going to go around with a negative cloud over him for a few days. Okay?